The T to the O to the M, Tom.
Right.
Tom is vacationing until Monday. But look who it is. It's Sybil.
On this H to the U to the M to the P day. Yes, good morning, Skipperoo.
I feel ya. Hey, Shawty, and look here, too. It's the one and only J.A.B.
Look here, what up, Sybil? The Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Monday, where, Sybil?
We will be in the Shy, going home to Chicago.
Okay. Going home. That's your hometown. Your people coming out, Sybil?
No.
You embarrassing relatives are coming out?
Ew, they don't even know I'm coming to town.
Come on, Sybil, we want to see you.
I know. It's only fair we see your friends from the past.
Yeah, come on, let them come out.
You're right.
Come on, the auntie with the mutton chop, please come out and see Sybil.
She's got a dental appointment that day. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
she's having that tooth put back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Tooth or
how
tooth
did
is.
You know? Yeah.
We go out Monday, baby.
Yeah,
Monday,
we hit the road with Tom Tour again next week. We're in Chicago. We're in Grand Rapids, ooh, Flint, and Detroit.
Man, my goodness. And y'all get along well on those Tom Tour road trips?
Well, we don't talk about it much. That's why we like other people to come so we can make fun of them.
See, that's what Tom and Jay say. I think that we do just fine, but I don't think they can take the heat.
We always need a visitor to make fun of.
Like we've had Damon has been out
Damon
with us on
Huggy.
The road. Huggy has been out. Huggy and Black Manager have been out with us.
Yeah.
And always encouraging folks to come out. And it is a lot of fun because you.
A lot of fun.
What
really.
You do, and you understand this, Skip.
Uh-huh.
When you're in the studio and you're doing this every day and, you know, you have contact with people via text or whatever, but there's nothing like getting out and meeting the folks and touching and getting those sweaty photos taken.
That's the thrill.
And
and have them come up to you and go, hey, Sybil,
one more thing. So it's a good time. So we encourage everybody to come out. You know, we have meet and greets, and we have an opportunity for happy hours and lunch, and folks get a chance to take those selfies and do all the conversations that they have in their heads. When they are listening to the show, and then they, you know,
it all comes back to you, right?
They hold them. They hold them, and then they go.
And they hold on to it, hold it, and then they let you go.
About 4 months ago, you said such a
right.
thing. You remember that? Okay. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember.
You mentioned.
And the number one thing is shut up when Sybil's doing the news. I'm like, okay, yes.
And no matter how many times, Jay says, yes, ma'am.
And they're always looking for the white women, Skip. They're always
looking for white women.
Does Jay have one stashed back there on the bus?
Well, I normally meet one on the road, Skip.
He doesn't need to take with
up.
Him. They
yeah,
just show up.
Yeah, they just
up.
Show up.
And don't, nobody goes back where Jay's bunk is anyway, Skip.
Don't bring flour to the bakery.
No, don't go back there, man.
Okay.
But we have a good time. How long now?
We've been doing it since September.
So
it's almost
good.
A year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, you talking about ride or die, a friend to the end?
Oh, my God.
That Whoopi Goldberg, man.
The ultimate. Whoopi would be the ultimate
really
ride or die
is.
Chick, wouldn't you?
Everybody should have a Whoopi in their life. Well, if you're lucky. But everybody should have a friend like Whoopi in their lives.
Now, as related to Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
This
yesterday, a lot of us were talking before the show ended. What would Whoopi Goldberg be saying on The View yesterday? Mm-hmm. And Whoopi said, innocent until proven guilty. And she and Raven Simone are standing by Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And this is after all of the deposition information came out about Cosby admitting that he purchased Quaaludes in order to seduce women. And to have sex with them.
But
and
now the ride or die chick says there's no proof, right?
She says
there's no proof.
Despite what is in there, innocent until proven guilty.
All right, Skibble. Skibble.
Okay. we're a combo now.
Yeah, Skibble, you got a best friend.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
this much information.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still stand by him? You got this much information. It's your best friend.
Best
Do you stand
friend.
By him?
Yeah, you kind of want to, you know, it's kind of like I feel Whoopi's thinking, well, how do you know the supposed proof ain't a lie? You know, because this dude's in prison, and the supposed proof you know, was a lie.
And your friendship does sometimes cloud your judgment. It really
and
does.
And that's true. That but let me just tell you this. I have a best friend, mm-hmm. and she has been accused of sexual misconduct by another woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is the God's honest truth. And I know how difficult it is when it is not true, and yet it is something that is there, and someone has made this charge.
Charge against her.
Yeah.
But see, here's the difference, Sybil. That's one woman. This is 36 women.
No,
we're talking
you're right.
30. Yeah,
you're right.
36.
But
does
Jay,
that,
don't
does
you
that change?
Want, don't you want that kind of friend?
Yeah.
Now,
here's the thing. I want that kind of friend. Could you be
that kind of friend? That's what I say.
Can you?
I don't know, Skip, if I could be that kind of friend.
I know you couldn't.
Tom did what?